Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news and issues that are trending right now across our state's business community. Here to help us, Alan Cooper, founder and editor of three online business news websites in South Carolina, Midlands Biz, Upstate Biz SC, and Lowcountry Biz SC. Alan, welcome back to the program.
Mike, thanks as always for having me.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, lots of big news around South Carolina to kick off 2025. Just heard, you know, this last week that Santee Cooper is seeking proposals to acquire and finish the VC Summer Nuclear Station in Jenkinsville, South Carolina, right here in the Midlands. And, you know, you and I talked last year about South Carolina. There's so much manufacturing locating here. Major news in 2024 was Google and Meta establishing huge data centers here. So, as you know, this project came to a grinding halt, went bankrupt. The assets apparently were transferred to Santee Cooper, and they're seeking proposals to finish these two nuclear power plants. Very interesting news for South Carolina, just in terms of we're doing great. Where are we going to get the power? So, big news.
Yeah, obviously we need electricity now for all these data centers and manufacturing and industry that's moving in. And I guess we'll keep our eyes on this project, see how that goes.
Yeah. The other thing I'd like to talk about is, you know, last week there was a groundbreaking in the Bull Street District of Columbia here. It's a major, major project, as you know, over the last several years. But the groundbreaking was by the University of South Carolina. They are building a new school of medicine and a new kind of health sciences campus in the Bull Street District. When this was announced, Mike, in October, the chairman of the Board of Trustees for the university said that this was the most impactful project in the history of the university. You know, they're building it up as advanced neurological and neurosurgery treatments and rehabilitation for trauma, stroke, cancer, and other conditions. So it's a big news for the university, big news for the Bull Street District, for the city. And yeah, kind of another major groundbreaking taking place in South Carolina.
Yeah, and for our listeners maybe who are new here in South Carolina, they should know that this is not to be confused with MUSC, the Medical University of South Carolina, a totally different entity.
Yes, they're predominantly based in Charleston, but also have a presence now across the state.
All right, what else do you see, Alan?
Well, a couple of things. One in the Lowcountry, I mentioned this in 2024 on your show, Mike, was the announcement that they were going to build a pedestrian and bike bridge across the Ashley River in Charleston. And they have officially broken ground on this too. I just think it's one of the most remarkable things I've heard in terms of infrastructure, a dedicated pedestrian and bike bridge to go from West Ashley across the Ashley River and into the medical district of downtown Charleston. It's an incredible story. I just can't believe it, but Charleston, it kind of underscores Charleston's commitment to building a connected, livable city, and I love it. So,
and so they've broken ground. What's the ETA on the finishing?
I think the ETA is 2027 or 2028. I'm not 100% sure, but it is. You will, as you go down to Charleston now, you will see this coming up out of the ground, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, the last one, Mike, I'll mention is in the upstate, and there's a $400 million investment going into Greenwood County. So Greenwood, I haven't mentioned Greenwood a lot on your show, but this one really kind of caught my attention. It's just a major investment in residential, commercial, but also has a golf tourism component to it. So they're building a state-of-the-art golf facility, training facility, par 3, and really kind of making the statement that this is really to boost golf tourism in a different area of the state. So, you know, we are a golf destination, but having other areas, maybe not just the coast and Myrtle Beach for golf tourism, I think it's another great sign for South Carolina.
Yeah, and Greenwood's kind of, you know, off the beaten path, but they do have Lake Greenwood there as well. So there is some draw already to the area.
Yes, definitely. And I think the Greenwood is, like you say, it's kind of off the beaten path, but a major part of the state, and great to have it, you know, hear good news coming out of Greenwood.
Alan, thank you so much for your time.
Mike, always appreciate it.
Alan Cooper is founder and editor of three online business news websites in our state. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.